The heart of Christianity is love. God is love, and the source of all love. When we look at the cosmos with its billions of galaxies, it is easy to imagine that there is a great unfolding of love throughout the universe. Christians are called to love, to put their lives on the line by loving those who are important to them, and also to love the weak and vulnerable. This was Jesus' command to Peter. Peter had denied Jesus 3 times. Peter had boasted he would die for Jesus, but then denied him. 3 times Jesus asked Peter, and he asks us, "Do you love me?" Now Peter responds that he does love Jesus. Jesus tells him to feed his sheep. A shepherd looks after his vulnerable and helpless sheep. After Peter admitted to Jesus that he loved him, Peter was willing to care for Christ's vulnerable and helpless sheep. We who love Jesus, are we willing to do the same? You may never have heard of him. Father Bill Woods was a Merino missioner who worked in Guatemala during the 1970s at a time of turbulence and violent civil war. The government, army, and paramilitary forces operated with impunity, systematically repressing and killing the country's rural native populations. Father Bill worked with the Mayan Indian farmers in western Guatemala. He purchased 100 square miles of jungle land for the Mayans and began to form cooperatives to assist them. He learned to fly an airplane, and eventually he and other pilots flew the produce of these Indian farmers to market. When oil was discovered in that region, the value of their land increased dramatically. The rich and powerful tried to force the Indians off their land, but Father Bill defended them and publicized this injustice to the world. His life was threatened. On November 20th, 1976, as he piloted his plane over a hill, Father Bill was shot down near Quiché, Guatemala. He died at the age of 45. 4 American civilian passengers were also killed. Mysteriously, the telltale windshield and doors disappeared, and the government claimed that he crashed because he had flown into bad weather. However, the weather that day was clear. Earlier, he had told his people back home, "I love Guatemala. It would break my heart to leave the country. My only interest is to help make the people better Christians, better Guatemalans." His response to Jesus was, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Father Bill gave his life defending the impoverished and vulnerable people of Guatemala. Jesus not only asked Peter if he loved him, but also asks us the same question. Do you love me? If we love Jesus, then surely we must love the people that Jesus loves. To love someone is to be concerned for the welfare of the other more than one cares for oneself. One may even be called to put his or her life on the line for those Jesus loves. If we love Jesus, we desire to bring him glory. We are attracted to Christ and love him. We have spent time with Christ in prayer. We receive him in Holy Communion. Because we love him, we desire to bring happiness and glory to him. We do that by showing our care for the sheep Jesus speaks about, others who are in need of our love, the little ones in our lives, our family members, and the vulnerable at our borders. We may never be asked to sacrifice our lives for others, as was Father Bill, but we are invited to love, heal, reconcile, and build up the reign of God in countless other ways. There are myriads of ways we may be asked to put the needs of others ahead of our own. Today we hear Jesus asking, if we love him, perhaps we can say, yes, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. And then we see Jesus looking kindly into our eyes. He has loved us to the point of dying for us. He gazes onto the universe, knowing that there, so much love is already unfolding. And we hear him say to us, follow me.